And it's time to talk some Oregon hoops. Another important victory last night. The Dogs away on Sunday. They now have the outright lead in the Pac-12. He is back. It's a curtain call. We welcome in Coach McKenna. Coach, you've got a great job already. You trying to angle for mine?
No, I'm happy with what I'm doing.
It seems like you are. I want to ask you one general question. I get as a college coach, you always have your eye on the prize, your guy's next opponent, and I don't know how much NBA you get to watch, but we were having a discussion, and you played during an era where you had great shooters, Mark Price, the Bird, Larry Bird, and for folks who aren't aware, you yourself, top 10 in three-point percentage in the NBA. When you watch Steph Curry operate, what goes through your mind?
A whole nother level. You know, and him and, you know, the other guy that comes to mind that I spent a lot of time with at Creighton was Kyle Korver.
Oh, right.
And, both those guys are phenomenal. Just their ability to you know, just match their shot after shot. You know, the repetition, and they almost looked like one of those Iron Mike machines, just the way they just keep banging them in there. And it's impressive to watch those kind of guys. And Steph's on a whole nother level, I think.
Let's get to Oregon State. You guys started to assume control by the middle of the first half. Last night, you guys just exploded from the gate. And even though the Cougs got it to 7 briefly, the lead in the second half never dipped below double digits. In a game like that against a struggling team with nothing to lose, how big was it to kind of assume control early?
Our biggest focus was just doing that. Just get off to a good start, not let them feel like they were in the game, because they do have talent over there. They've just had a rough go and lost some close games, and we didn't want to let them feel like they were going to be in the game, and I thought we did a good job of that. Now, we did let them back in it and let them hang around a little bit, but never really felt threatened in the second half.
Talking with Coach McKenna. So after opening the conference season with that loss at OSU, you guys bounced back, rocketed to the top of the league. Then after the sweep in the Bay Area, you've now rebounded with two convincing wins. What does that say about the ability of this team to kind of have that short memory and immediately refocus on the task at hand?
Well, I think it does show some resiliency, and it just shows a little bit of toughness and that. And obviously, playing at home is a different deal than playing on the road, and that's part of it. But all in all, you know, I like the way our guys have bounced back these last two games.
One of the issues we've discussed, that fine line between being aggressive on defense but staying out of foul trouble, just two personal fouls in that first half, just 9 overall, and you held your opponent to just 62 points. How pleased were you with the balance sheet there?
Our activity was really good, especially in the first half. We got some turnovers and hands-on balls and contested a lot of shots. The one area that we need to address a little bit is the three-point field goal percentage of our opponents has been creeping up there. And we were really good early, and it's been faltering a little bit lately. We got to shore that up for sure.
One of our callers a little bit ago said he wanted your thoughts on this. Last night, the way that Oregon State game ended, 3.3 seconds to go, and Washington allowed Thompson to race down court and get a pretty good look on a three. Do you guys have a preference as far as defense, pressure in the backcourt, man-to-man, switch, zone, or is it just you got to take it opponent by opponent?
Well, our philosophy in that situation would be to try to make the guy go towards towards the other basket to catch, so they don't get that running, looping start like a lot of guys try to do. And Stevie got a good jump on it and a good angle, and you know, was able to motor up the court and get a good shot off.
Against Cal and Stanford, you guys got beat on the boards by 13, then 8. And then against OSU, you're plus 5. And last night, not only do you out-rebound the Cougs by 9, in both those wins, you had double-digit offensive rebounds. In prepping for these last two games at home, how much emphasis was put into that aspect of the game plan?
Well, we've talked about it. When we rebound and defend, we're a pretty good team. And then when you add in, you know, sharing the ball, obviously, when we do those three things, we're pretty good. And when we don't, we're pretty average. And so our guys are understanding that. They're feeling that. We just got to keep it going. And our guys have to believe that that's what's going to really help us be successful the rest of the way.
All right, talking Duck Hoops, Kevin McKenna on the line. We as media and fans are we can look ahead, talk about not only what's now but what's next. So right now you've got the tiebreaker edge and a one-game lead on Arizona and Utah. Obviously the guys are aware of where they stand. As coaches, how do you kind of mix in that one game at a time mentality while acknowledging the big picture?
Well, we really try to focus, you know, it's an old cliche in that, but really just on the next game, and that's Washington on Sunday. You look ahead of that, and you really kind of can confuse your head and lose sight of your focus and all those types of things. So we're really focused on Washington right now, just trying to get ready for them. They play a faster pace style than probably anybody we've played all year, so we're going to have to be ready for that quick pace and change of tempo that we're going to see on Sunday.
All right, final thought. You don't work in marketing. One game left at home. So beyond telling folks, you know, come on out and catch the game, maybe it'd be best if you explain what it means to the players when Matt Knight is buzzing with fans and students, creating that edge, which has led to 24 straight wins in that building.
Well, I think the best thing that we can do as players and coaches is just get our guys to play as hard as we possibly can and give them a good reason to get excited about the way we're playing. We got great fans. We'd like to see, obviously, when it's filled, and Oregon State was a good example of that, our guys get really hyped and excited about it. And the more people, the merrier. And I think we do have a team that hustles and plays together. We'd like to finish this thing off right and finish the season undefeated at home. And the more people in there, the more people that can have a good time and help us out. We really need it.
All right. Hey, good to catch up with you again, Coach. Best of luck Sunday against the Dogs, and I look forward to chatting again next week.
All right. Sounds good, Steve. Thank you.
Take it easy.